BBC Sounds.
Spend time with some extra friends this Christmas without bursting any bubbles. Enjoy a cocktail of music with Iggy Pop on 6 Music.
On my Christmas Day show for a session and a chat.
Join Joe Lycett for some festive fun on Radio 2.
It's everyone's favourite seasonal comedian.
Eating whatever Christmas chocolate I can get my mitts on.
And bring in the new year with Sophie Ellis-Bextor's Kitchen Disco.
Welcome. Come on in. Don't be shy. Plenty of room. I've tidied up.
Great company at Christmas, all in one place. Radio on BBC Sounds. Download the app to listen.
Now on BBC Radio 4, Jack D and the teams are recording from their living rooms to add to the organised chaos of I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue.
We present I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue. You join me this week from the front room of my delightful suburban home. Done smiling. This show fulfills all the government's stringent lockdown procedures, which isn't a problem for me, as I've been socially isolating since Thursday the 7th of March 2016. I remember it well. It was the day before Children in Need. After weeks of intensive rehearsals and trial runs using state-of-the-art laptops, we can assure listeners that we have all got to grips with remote working and... Hang on. An Ocado delivery slot has just opened. It's 4:30 a.m. 4:30 a.m. January the 5th, 2022. Yes, I'll take that. Our audience is also self-isolating and will be listening to the show via their smartphones, unless, of course, the governor launches a snap search of E-Wing. The teams eagerly accepted our invitation to participate. After all, COVID has hit the theatrical profession hard, and many actors have simply failed to properly come to terms with the closure of our theatres. It's a little-known fact that the applause for the NHS was only brought to an end because too many furloughed actors were sustaining spinal injuries due to reflex bowing. Now, this trend of showing support by applauding continued when Prime Minister Boris Johnson was hospitalised, although the Daily Mail's April headline, Clap for Boris, confused many readers who... who thought it was COVID he was suffering from. Even the leader of the free world, President Donald Trump, tested positive for the virus. Luckily, doctors were quick to reassure the US that after a worrying 3 days, COVID was doing fine. Let's meet the teams. They are, to the east, Andy Hamilton, Joe Brand and Rory Bremner. And to the west, Marcus Brigstock, Rachel Paris and Miles Jupp. And sitting remotely, hoping for an enjoyable half hour of scoring, please welcome the ever delightful Samantha. Well, it so happens that all the panellists are based in or around London, apart from Miles Jupp, who now lives in Monmouthshire. A few years ago, with the birth of their twins, he and his wife decided to sell their little terraced house in Peckham and buy, well, Monmouthshire. And Andy Hamilton lives in Wimbledon. During the tennis championships, Andy sets up stall by his front door and charges people up to £35 per day to park on his drive. This infuriates his wife, who can't see why she should have to pay to park in front of their own house. OK, we start this week with a round based on sexing up. The secret to a happy marriage is to take care of your appearance. After 6 long months in lockdown today, I sexed up myself. My wife agrees I've increased my physical attractiveness by 100%. Yes, I put my trousers on. With this in mind, teams, I'd like you to suggest new sexed-up classic literary book titles of the sort likely to appeal to a 50 Shades of Grey readership. So, Joe, maybe you could start.
Love in the Time of Chlamydia.
Marcus.
1984.
Rory.
Far from the Dogging Crowd.
Rachel.
For Whom the Bell End Tolls.
Andy.
Tight Arse, Andronicus.
And Miles.
The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde the Sausage.
Charlotte's Webcam.
Under Milf Wood.
David Copperfield.
Solzhenitsyn's masterpiece, A Day in the Wife of Ivan Denisovich.
The Very Horny Caterpillar.
The Spy Who Came in the Cold.
The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe Malfunction.
Snatch 22.
Bed Knobs and Handcuffs.
Right, the teams are going to sing for us now in a round called One Song to the Tune of Another. Yay! At the piano we have Colin Sell. Lockdown has brought a huge change to the lives of many artists and musicians. A random page from October in Colin's diary reads, months of no work, then one performance to the familiar rows of empty seats. And that's from October last year. OK, we'll start with you, Joe, and I'd like you to sing the words of The Laughing Policeman to the tune of the Andy Williams classic Happy Heart.
He's always on our street. A fat and jolly red-faced man, he really is a treat. He's too kind for a policeman, he's never known to frown. And everybody says he's the happiest man in town.
Your turn, Rory. I'd like you to sing The Words of My Humps by the Black Eyed Peas to the tune of The Bare Necessities.
What you gonna do with all that junk inside your trunk? I'm gonna get you drunk. Check it out. Get you love drunk off my hump, 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 my lovely lady lumps. I drive these brothers crazy, I do it on the daily. They treat me really nicely, they buy me all these ices, Dolce and Gabbana, Fendi and then Donna Karen, they be sharing all their money, got me wear and fly. Brother, I ain't asking, they say they love my ass in seven jeans. My hump, my hump, my hump, my humps.
You now, Marcus, I'd like you to sing the words of Creep by Radiohead to the tune of Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
When you Just like an angel, your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so special. But I'm a creeper widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't care if it hurts. I want to have control. I want a perfect body. I want a perfect soul.
And finally, Rachel, I'd like you to sing the words of Baby Shark to the tune of Gracie Fields' wartime classic, Wish Me Luck As You Wave Me Goodbye.
Baby Shark, do 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 do. Baby Shark, do 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 do. Baby Shark, do 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 do. Baby Shark, Mommy Shark, do do do. Do 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 do, Mommy Shark, do do do. Mommy Shark, do 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 do. Mommy Shark, Daddy Shark, do do do. Daddy Shark, do do do, do do do.
Well, our next round is based on a classic Victorian parlour game. During the 19th century, the British upper classes had more leisure time than previous generations, so were interested in frivolous diversions, the most popular being Hunt the Thimble, Blind Man's Buff, and Crown Rule in India. In this party favourite, each player secretly draws a card, and the player with the ace of spades is the murderer. And players then sit around until the murderer strikes by winking, unseen by anyone else, at the victim. And the victim dies horribly. The remaining players must then try to identify the murderer, who carries on eliminating players with a secret wink. OK, teams, you've all drawn your cards, and one of you now knows that they are the murderer. And some suspense music, please, Colin, and let the game commence. Oh, and Rachel is the killer's first victim. Anyone want to accuse the possible murderer?
Too early to say.
No. On we go then.
Jack.
Yeah, Marcus. Yes.
I think we've got a bit of a problem.
Really?
Yeah. No one else can see me winking at them.
Careful, Marcus. We don't want to give the game away.
No, sure. Yeah. Just quickly, though. Miles, did you see me wink at you just then?
Oh, no, I'm in Monmouth.
You're spoiling it for the listeners, Marcus. Rachel saw you all right.
Yeah, but she lives here.
Yeah, we're married, so I'm in the same room as Marcus.
Yeah.
OK, well, murderer, just say the name of the person you're winking at now.
And that'll work, will it?
Yes, that'll work.
OK, Miles.
What?
He's he's winking at you, Miles. Yes, and the mystery killer strikes again. Any of you budding detectives care to finger the culprit?
Well, it's pretty obvious, isn't it?
Yes, all right, Miss Marple. Let everybody have a go.
I think I know.
No, Miles, you've been murdered. Anyone else?
Well, it wasn't Rory and Andy. It wasn't you, was it?
No, it wasn't me. Honestly, it wasn't me. I swear, I just had something in my eye. I was blinking, not winking.
Oh, for goodness sake. I accused in Miles's sitting room with a wink, the murderer was...
I'm not in the sitting room, I'm in the library.
Ooh, that's posh.
Hang on. I think I've worked it out with the aid of my little grey cells.
Rory, let's hear it.
Right, well, according to little Grace here...
Little who?
Grace Ells. Grace Ells. Yeah, she reckons the murderer was...
Rory.
Well, now we'll never know, will we? Oh, good game. Cue Colin. OK, so this next game's called What's the Youth? It's no secret that Radio 4's audience are so old they think In Our Time is a current affairs show. So, to conform with BBC policy and in an attempt to turn the tide, I'd like the teams to suggest youth-orientated introductions to Radio 4 programmes. OK, you can start us off, please, Marcus.
OK, now on Radio 4... A new version of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue for young people called Ugh, Why Are You Even Asking Me That?
Rory.
Wagwan, this week on In Our Time we're in the hood with the band M Massive that wrecked the ting in the 1920s. That's the Bloomsbury Group with Dr. Claire Nicholson, KSI Pop Smoke, Dizzy Rascal and Professor Roger Penrose. Now back to the sick buds at today.
Andy.
And later it'll be Thought for the Day when Rabbi Lionel Blue will be asking the question, what do you think of my new trainers?
Miles.
Coming up on Radio 4, rude boy Nick Robinson gets all aggro up in Man's Grill and Martha Brinda Carnage Kearney throws some mad shade on a couple of salty Karens. That's the Today programme. Next.
Rachel.
The food programme now, looking today at the different breakfast cereals you can eat just before a family dinner.
And Joe.
Here's a thought for the day. Don't get high on your own supply.
Now, here's from our own correspondent with Kate Adie. Yes, she's Kate Adie. Yes, she's the real Adie. All the other Kate Adies are just imitating. Will the real Kate Adie just please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up.
It was fine, I don't know, just nothing really, just watch TV and stuff.
That's all coming up on The Saturday Review.
In line with Radio 4's new commitment to youth programming, what was Front Row will now simply be known as Mosh Pit.
Now it's time for the food programme. Radio 4's got money this week, so we're going to Nando's.
I've got another one. I might need a bit of music for this if you've got something. Rewind my selector! Yes! Old Thai, All Ambridge, Massive and Crew, hear this now! Penny Hassett in the place, lock down a Penny Hassett posse. I see you, bruv. Hold tight. David Archer, hold tight. Roof in the house, keep it locked. Bo, 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 bo! Shouts to all Grundy Massive, mix up a farming. Arable dairy and bo, 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 beef. Hear this, Archer time.
The next round is all about reviews, both positive and negative. Audience feedback is vital for any comedian. Scouring the internet for reviews of fellow comedians, I found this review of Andy Hamilton's recent one-man show. Our daughter bought us the tickets, and when he walked on the stage, within seconds, he had my husband and I in tears. Ah, and it continues. We thought the tickets were for Hamilton the musical. Now, I'm going to read out a selection of genuine online reviews, and the team's job is to guess precisely what it is that's being reviewed. So, Andy, this first one is for you. Is it me, or has it gone watery?
The Arctic.
That was actually a review of Corona beer on Amazon. And what's this review referring to, Miles? Only drawback is the adhesive bottom.
Is it a non-stick bottom?
It was actually a bobbing Jesus dashboard figure. That was on Amazon. How about this one, Rory? What do you reckon's being reviewed here? Not at all realistic, but it does change your face completely.
Oh, that's the Tony Blair Foundation.
It was a big teeth latex mask that you could get on Amazon. Rachel, how about this one? What's being reviewed? The first time I used this, they came out quite easily. The second time was more of a struggle. Overall, the discomfort is worth the end result.
A sports bra?
Not that, actually. It was a nose hair removal wax kit for men and women. Yeah.
Similar.
Oh, yeah. One for you, Marcus. What do you reckon is being reviewed? Unlike my wife, who's 6 foot tall, I'm only 5 foot 8 inches, and I have to get off when I come to a halt while she can remain seated. But what an exhilarating ride.
Paul Hollywood. We've got one. We had exactly the same problem.
It was actually a penny farthing bicycle. And finally, Joe, what's being described in this review? Fun at parties and with friends round. We probably don't get it out as much as we'd like, but it's always there on standby.
A defibrillator?
It was actually Twister at Hasbro game. Another one for you, Andy. What's being described here? Hoped for a lot better. Most of it's in ruins.
The Berlin Wall.
It was a review of Barnard Castle on TripAdvisor.
Oh. Yeah. It was a clear day, I hope.
Well, other reviews included, arrived late and couldn't see it. Maybe I should go to Specsavers. Ha, ha, ha. Or the other one was, after one visit, my eyesight dramatically improved. Miles, what is being reviewed here? Absolute rubbish. They didn't stay up for longer than 2 minutes.
Is it clay pigeons?
It's an adhesive bra advertised on Amazon. Rory, what's this review for? Costs next to nothing and makes both me and my partner go weak at the knees.
Well, that'll be arthritis.
It's actually a head massager. If it's affecting your knees, they can't really be using it properly, can they? Rachel, what's this describing? I tear about 1 in 5.
Is it 9-pound babies?
No, they were multi-purpose disposable rubber gloves. Marcus, how about this one? What's being reviewed? When strategically placed, these can change your social life and your romantic life too.
Wives?
Hey! Was that plural, Marcus?
Next round.
It's actually a thing called Smell-Rid. And they're activated charcoal flatulence odour control pads.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Which are
very
a real
tasty
thing. Yeah. Mm. Quite a lot of our audience gone quiet there. They seem to already know. Another review reads, all started good. I feel confident. We meet at the plaza. She looked beautiful. We went for a walk and then the pressure started to build. I took the chance of her going to the toilet and let one rip. Dude, the power of the release exploded the patch, leaving my trouser black from the charcoal. It looked like I sit on a squid, bro.
It's good they let Chris Grayling have a go on them.
That's good to hear. Sometimes you make these complaints and you wonder if you're just shouting into the abyss.
And finally, Joe, what's being reviewed here? Caution is needed as they can snap easily.
Osteoporosis Barbie.
Again, it's those multi-purpose disposable rubber gloves. Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but... But there is just time for a round of DIY songbook. Incidentally, Samantha was telling us how hard it's been getting a man in during lockdown. She'd bought an IKEA flat pack, but there was no one to help her with her drawers. In frustration, she picked up a battery-powered tool and turned her hand to it herself. She said it was fine, but she's definitely missing a screw. Anyway, teams, I'd like you to suggest song titles likely to appeal to DIY enthusiasts. You could start, please, Rachel.
Dadu Ron Ron Seal.
Andy.
Twist and Grout.
Miles.
Oops, lopsided shed. I said, oops, lopsided shed.
Joe.
You've glossed that lovely ceiling. Whoa, that lovely ceiling.
Marcus.
Well, you know you make me want to grout.
And Rory.
That old Sean Connery favourite, I just don't know what to do with my shelf.
I see a red door and I want to paint it black.
It's my party wall and I'll cry if I want to.
Last night a DJ paved my drive.
I second that emulsion.
50 ways to leave your ladder.
Do you know the way to sand, Jose?
You gotta fight for your right to parquet.
When you're tiling, the whole world tiles with you.
Scream if you want to go plaster.
Return to render.
I mean, presumably anything by Bonnie Tyler.
The underlay is up, baby.
Smack my bricks up.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the frustrated freshers of fate are quarantined in the hellish halls of hostility, dining only on the pot noodles of penitence while their families cheerfully order smaller turkeys, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the team, Samantha, myself and our isolating audience at home, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Marcus Brigstock, Rachel Paris, Miles Jutt, Rory Bremner, Joe Brand and Andy Hamilton were being given silly things to do by Jack Dean, with Colin Sal setting some of them to music. The programme can